wipe up!
Apple pieces everywhere. Who's gonna clean
Why
this up?
Why must I be so well informed? Curse my overeducated love of fables and tales. I'm such a Cassandra.
Who's Cassandra?
Greek mythology? She saw the future, but no one believed her. Never mind. Blanche, what do we do?
Yes.
Blanche, we need a doctor. I don't know, a mythical spell or potion or...
Those things take days to track down. But I know a guy that sells those glass coffins you like so
Reggie,
much.
Reggie, that is enough. Richard, could you,
Doc, of course. How could I forget? I see you in your tiny stethoscope.
Of course, of course. Clear a space, all.
It's poison, I'm telling you.
Mm-mm, his pupils aren't dilated. No signs of blood pooling in his extremities. This doesn't look like any poison I've seen. Looks like his windpipe is blocked.
That hooded beggar was Grisella in disguise. She poisoned that apple, hoping Blanche would eat it.
Why in the world would Grisella do that?
Stand back. I'm going to attempt the Heimlich.
No, you're wasting precious time.
Amelia, step away. Richard, go ahead.
One, two, and three.
Charmy! Charmy, oh, thank God. Are you okay?
I'm fine, Amelia. Truly. See? You just have to trust.
I don't understand.
Oh, well, it's all my fault. The apple was just stuck down there.
Gag reflex on this guy. Ugh.
Thank goodness for Richard's quick thinking.
Hi-ho. All in a day's work.
Wait, so this was all just an oversized piece of fruit? No poison? No magic antidote?
Just a kind beggar woman offering some fruit for our new guest.
All PC needs is a bit of rest and to take smaller bites. Come along, PC. I'll walk you to the bedroom. Get a few winks in before tonight.
Blanche, I'm so sorry, but you have to understand the apples, the cloaked beggar, the choking misdirect.
Everyone calm down.
You realize
right?
that he could have died?
I do. That's why I was trying so hard to help. It was awful seeing him lying there, helpless. My heart was thumping so hard. I thought Richard might have to save me next. I can't imagine what you must have been going through.
Me? Oh, yeah. Yes. What you said. The heart thumps.
Are you feeling okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're acting a little off.
I'm fine. It's been a long morning, okay? I think we could all use a rest. After all, we've got a big night ahead of us.
Oh, why? What is it? A battle? A ball?
Actually, yes, a ball. Of sorts. Hurry up, Amelia. It's already midnight. We don't want to miss the start of the ball or your first lesson.
I'm trying, Your Highness. It's not exactly easy to run in a gown. Thanks for letting me borrow, by the way. It's like out of a dream.
Oh, yeah, no problem. I never wear those things except when I absolutely have to.
They are hard to get on. So many layers.
Yeah.
I'd assume as a princess, you'd honestly just have some style fairy who just bippity bops it on.
Bippity what? Oh, well, Lucinda is booked out months in advance, and honestly, she's a bit of a gossip monger. I hope you don't feel too overdressed tonight.
Oh, never. I just hope you don't feel underdressed.
Why? We're here.
What's the password?
Free Grisella.
Wait, what?
I have one adventure.
I have to admit, I was picturing candelabras. Grand staircases, golden carriages with tiny mice at the wheel, and lots of eligible bachelors.
Oh, the lights are flashing. We better sit down before it starts.
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. Louder, louder. Yes, yes. Everybody loves my babies, but my babies don't love nobody but me.
Wow, that lady has a great voice. So sultry.
Look a little closer.
Is that? No. Is that Richard up there? In a wig? In high heels? Wait, is this a drag ball?
Richard's a regular.
I've got six other pairs of hands, that's why. am.
I love this. This is the kind of magic I've never read about in my books. And I've read the original translation.
Sadly, a lot of folks in Second Kingdom think the magic is the Dark One. You see the bartender?
Boy.
The one with a hook for a hand?
Sure.
Guess all that pirating didn't lead him to a lucrative retirement.
Actually, he's disabled from a work-related incident sustained in the King's Navy.
Dance break, lovers.
But once they found out his first mate was actually his mate, they cut off all the support he was legally entitled to, as well as his hand. So now he's here serving his community to make ends meet.
How?
Sleeping Beauty can't compare, cause I've got 40 twinks, that's why.
These people, my people, they're mistreated in my world, completely rewritten in yours. And as for me, I...
That's my husband.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Please.
I can see those faces out there, thirsty for more than just sugar plum fairy cocktails.
This could not get any better.
Yes,
Amelia, I am trying to tell you something. Look, about PC and I, it...
And now, I would like to introduce a literal prince among men. You know him, you love him, you've seen his face on your money. The irreplaceable Prince Charming!
Did he just say shucks?
It'd be annoying if it weren't completely genuine.
You really care about the guy, don't you?
Open mouth.
How could I not?
So, when's the big day?
Oh, in a little over a week.
Really? Could I come?
just a moment, guys. I'm so sorry. I forgot to tune this bad boy.
I always assumed a prince would be suave and debonair.
You assume a lot, don't you? Hasn't anything I've been sharing sunk in?
I'm sorry, Blanche. This morning with the apple and the poison, I can be relentless.
I like relentless. I do. It's just I like it when it comes to missions and goals or battles. I mean, come on, it's the trait of some of our best warriors. You can't achieve the impossible if you aren't at least half mad, right?
Does anybody have any water?
Amelia, right? You can't achieve
really
it?
It's dry up here. It's worse than a night in Agrabah, am I right?
I love it.
But you can't be relentless when it comes to people. We're resilient, but I guess we're all kind of like bowstrings. Pluck us, then we'll snap back, but pull us too far and...
You break. I hear you.
You keep saying that, Amelia, but you keep on clinging to what you think you know instead of accepting what's right in front of you.
That's not true. I am constantly telling the children at my store the truth of stories. Stories like yours.
But are you doing that because you actually want to know the truth about something or someone? Or because you want to be right about everything?
Cut me a little slack, B.
Bring it up to the stage.
Books are so much easier than people. They have a structure, a plot.
But aren't your favorite characters the ones who surprise you?
I'll try to stop pulling. I promise.
Boom! You've completed lesson one to find your happy ending.
Really? Not to be whatever about it, but did you really bring bow and arrow to a drag show?
Don't worry about it. They're my dress arrows.
All right, Second Kingdom. This... is a tune I wrote just this morning for a lady I am so deeply enchanted by.
Is that a dog?
I'll be right back.
But your song, you're being wooed.
You're not the love I thought I'd find. Tough like a dragon, but you're still mine. When I smell bad, well, Valentine.
Blanche! Go back to the table, Amelia. This doesn't concern you.
Charmy's singing that song for you. You can't just walk out on him. He's pouring his heart out up there. I'd kill to have someone do that for me. What's lesson number two? Ignore your own Prince Charming?
I'm the princess. I can do whatever I want. And I'm getting a little tired of being told by a commoner that I can't.
You've been acting so weird since Charmy woke up. get whatever it is off your chest. Then just come back to the table. Can you imagine the pain you're causing him by just walking away?
Yes, I can.
Okay, is there a sea witch in the building? Because I need that dog to lose his voice.
Heart thumps.
Sorry, what?
Yeah. This morning, you said to me when Charmy passed out that your heart thumped so hard you thought Richard might need to save you next.
First of all, I don't sound like that, and your ability to recall texts is uncanny.
I felt nothing. Nothing at all.
What do you mean?
When Charmy fell, nothing.
Okay, well, I mean, we all cope differently. Don't punish yourself.
Well, maybe I felt one thing.
Agony? Despair? A deep hole only a pint of Ben & Jerry's could fill?
Relief, Amelia. I felt relief.
What the?
Testing, testing. Sorry about that, everybody. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. The big bad wolves, the worst criminal syndicate in all of the Second Kingdom.
Good evening, you ladies. Delicious, Jeff.
What are they doing here?
The allegory started a neighborhood watch years ago. They busted a bunch of their crews on this black market fairy dust. Really potent stuff.
Sorry to interrupt the performance or whatnot, but if you could all point me to those 7 little assholes, my pack and I would be much obliged.
Shut up, boy. You want some of these boys?
No.
Get out of the way!
Yeah. You force my hand to huff and a puff and a blow yous all away.
Stop this instant.
Amelia!
Oh, bold. I like that. I like this broad I once knew. Pretty little thing who wore a cape. Know what I did to her?
Let me guess. Ate her grandma, wore her PJs, and ate her after.
Oh, lady. That's pretty dark. I just framed a dad for embezzlement and ensured her college savings were turned over to the IRS.
I'm still not afraid, because we have a secret weapon.
What are you doing?
Oh, yeah. What would that be?
The brave, gallant, knight, Prince Charming.
Huzzah!
Who, me? Me?
Amelia, what have you done?
This skinny Weisenheimer is your secret weapon?
Pardon?
Ooh, I'm shaking in my paws.
Oh, dear.
All right, boys. You heard the lady? Let's see what this little blue fairy can do.
Oh, zoots.
Where are those 7 little pricks, Your Highness? Give them up or I've got a space in my stomach for you next to a granny I ate this afternoon with a fine Chianti.
So he does eat grandmas. I knew it.
He's going to get eaten alive. Why would you even think to depend on him to save us?
He's the prince. Wasn't he raised to take down bad guys and defend the kingdom?
Did you not hear the troll story? The only thing I've seen him slay is a 3-piece suit.
I don't know. The words just flew out of my mouth. What have I done? Is this what internalized bias is? Did I just become a member of the patriarchy?
I demand that this madness cease!
Oh, God.
Okay, you know what? Let's all gather in a feeling circle. How about that? We can depend on good old sharing our feelings to resolve this, right? Here, okay. Whoever holds the ukulele can speak. Mr., Big Bad, is it? Would you like to go first?
Sure, kid. Yeah, hand it over.
Did he just smash his ukulele?
Okay, I can see that we need to take a step back and start with some anger management techniques. Do you all know what a cleansing breath is?
I have to save him.
Did you also bring a sword?
Don't worry, it's my
sword.
Of course, I got it.
PC, get Amelia out of here. Go find safety.
But what about the allegories?
They will be fine. They can take care of themselves.
And I can't?
I said leave, now!
Is this about the trolls? Again?
What did Doc say? I can't understand you when you whine.
I was trying to de-escalate the situation.
Okay.
Something that Doc said is a strength of mine, okay?
Don't talk at me. Don't talk at me, okay?
I apologize.
I apologize too.
Which? Let me help. How do these arrows work? I can stab out wolf eyes.
Just take PC's hand and get out of here. You have done enough.
Oh, God, thank you for stabbing ice on an awful. Kick some tail, princess. Charmy, take my hand.
But they're everywhere.
Don't worry, we'll save you. Well, mostly Blanche will save us, but I'm feeling really cool right now, so let's not ruin this moment of empowerment.
Okay, all right. Well, then let's away, Lady Amelia.
Yeah!